Oracle by Rosalie Parker. Narrated by Ant Richards. I was pretty angry when I first came to Coverdale, but I suppose that's not altogether surprising. Most of the world was angry in 1940. My parents had decided that I'd be better off in North Yorkshire than Sheffield, where we lived in a leafy suburb called Kenwood. Their decision, the reason for which was ostensibly to spirit me away from the imminent bombing of the city, might also have had something to do with the fact that my mother had left the family home to move in with her friend, Mr. Vickers. My father, an obstetric surgeon, was finding it hard to recruit a reliable person to look after me in the school holidays while he worked his interminable shifts at the hospital. I don't know if it is possible to die of shame, but in those first months of my parents' separation, my father looked as if he might. The 1940s were a different world. What the neighbours thought was a kind of life or death in itself. My father was a proud man, usually fair, but he believed implicitly in the values of conventional life, and something in him was mortally injured by my mother's desertion. He went about with a closed face, as if he hoped he was invisible. My parents...